anointed hands. Ezekiel 1, verse 8. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides, and they four had their faces and their wings. The hands of the living creatures were under or covered by their wings. This placement of their hands means that the power that was taken from the spirit air by their wings was transferred to the hands. Hands speak of the works that these creatures do, and that they are empowered for those works by the wings. Hands gave these creatures the ability to work as their wings gave them the ability to take power from the air of the spirit and transfer it to energize their work. The most amazing and intricate piece of machinery that has ever been developed on earth is the human hand. There has never been an improvement upon it. No mechanical genius has ever been able to even approach its dexterity, strength, and beauty with his creation. The delicate fingers that can pick up the tiniest needle from the floor can also grasp and lift a 100-pound weight with the same proficiency. If a horse had the intelligence of a human, yet, being without hands, it could not possibly do what man has been able to do. A man with his hands has a tremendous ability to do all the complex and sophisticated things he has accomplished in his world. Whether devising some intricate electronic instrument, or fashioning great ships that sail the oceans, or devising amazing passenger liners that fly through the air, all these achievements have been made possible because of the wonder of human hands. It is said that the greatest invention of man is the wheel, which is true. Nonetheless, by far the finest engineered piece of machinery in the world is the human hand. The hand engineered by the great Creator himself has given to man as a gift to accompany and complete the intelligence with which man is endowed. Eduardo Rod is a hand surgeon who specializes in microsurgery and the repair of injured hands. As a student, he would practice on the paws of a dog and learn to splice a nerve bundle the size of a human hair, and in that bundle of nerves, there would be individual nerves. They were not color-coded. They must be traced out to see their destination and purpose. When a nerve had been severed, he had to find out where it goes. Then, with the tiniest needle under the microscope, he had to suture them together so they would grow together again. He can repair a human hand so wonderfully that even if it had been cut off and he can get it quickly enough, he can splice it back into his arm and make it serviceable. Although the hand is such a wonderful piece of machinery, amazingly complex, yet its remarkable dexterity and ability is casually taken and put to countless uses without the slightest thought or wonder at the engineering marvel the Creator accomplished. Empowered hands. The wings covering the hands of the living creatures take power from the Spirit and give it unto the hands and empower them to bring forth powerful works of love and grace. In the 16th chapter of the book of Mark, and in verse 18, Jesus said his disciples would lay hands on the sick, and they would recover. That is a great mystery of the Spirit, taking power with the wings of faith and prayer and transferring it to the hands, and through the hands, pass that same power to somebody that is sick, and that one be healed or delivered by the power that was received from the Spirit of God through faith. What a mystery it is that the divine power can pass through hands into the material world by means of the wings that lay hold of that power and minister it through those hands. We all know that affection and comfort can be transferred through touching. In hospitals, it has been proved that if babies are not caressed and fondled, they will become inferior or wanting in their development. Humans need the touch of one another. In some mysterious way, there is a transfer of healing comfort, a building of security, and a bonding by touching. Although it may be in the will of God to heal somebody, nevertheless, he often waits until he finds someone in faith to put his hands on that one and pray for him in order to bring the gift of healing to that person. Healing hands under the wings. Sometimes a man of God is given special gifts for healing and delivering folks of their many ills, infirmities, and he has developed his wings of faith and prayer. Sick people travel for miles just to get that one person and have him put his hands on them, pray for them. Because when those hands touch the sick one, the power of God is released in them, and according to their faith, they will be healed. Those creatures that came out of the fire had their hands under their wings, empowered hands that could relay power and blessing through the touch of faith. The ministry of the hands of power is very real and powerful, although impossible for the human mind to understand the mystery of their works. Humans cannot really understand even the wonder of the working of their own physical hands. However, that does not hinder us from doing many wonderful works of art, engineering, and an infinite number of tasks. Once a man has taught his hands to master skill, he has no fear or doubt of his ability when he sets his hand to accomplish his desires. Having acquired the art and mastery of the piano, the pianist hardly thinks twice about sitting down and playing a work of beauty he has taken from his repertoire of memory. However, if a man has not acquired the necessary proficiency in his instrument of music, he most certainly will not invite his friends to give them a concert. It is true that everyone has exactly the same nerves, muscles, and bones in his hands as are in the hands of the famous pianist Beethoven. And it is equally true that whatever music the novice attempts to play on a piano will definitely not sound as if Beethoven was playing it, although his hands are physically the same. But they are not hands empowered by a divine endowment and long years of development. The high priest's hands were anointed. In the days of the Mosaic priesthood, each priest had to pass through this special ceremony of consecration to his office. In a part of that ceremony, they took a special anointing oil and put it upon the right thumb of the high priest. The right thumb of the right hand is symbolic of the strength of man and his works. A man that would henceforth move in the anointing, a hand that would take power of God and apply it to this occasion, his hands became a way of bringing mercy and help to people and a glory and praise to God. The creatures that Ezekiel saw had fully developed wings that could gather power from the air and fly. They had learned to use their wings through practice, growth, and development. Their hands were not in their pockets, but under their wings. Their hands were a means of grace transferring power into an outflow stream of blessing, a stream of mercy and divine love to the people of God. There are vast riches of grace, love, and mercy that God desires to give unto his people, and many of those gifts are destined to flow to them through the hands of his servants. God revealed to Ezekiel that by means of the power received from the wings, human hands would be able to take the powerful gifts of grace and convey them to the believer in need of that gift at that moment of time. The wondrous creatures had come out of the fire, and the fire was still burning and sparkling in them. Those living creatures were not cold, indifferent beings, robot-like, that operated like some cold machine without heart or passion. To the contrary, they were burning flames with blazing hearts of compassion for the poor, the hurting, the blind, the lost, and the dying. When the power of God flowed from their wings to their hands, it had to first flow through their flaming hearts of love. The power of the mercy and grace of God can never flow through a cold, hard, unconcerned heart. It is written that Jesus was moved with compassion before his hands reached out in some powerful work of mercy. He said to the cold, unconcerned Pharisees in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 13, "Go you and learn what it means. I will have mercy, not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance."